Hey family, how are you tonight? Hope you're blessed. Let's see. I think everybody knows a little bit about Jesus, but not everybody does and knows about his life. Not everybody's studied and decided to understand the people around him and the things that were going around him and the situation. Well, in the time that he walked the earth as a man, God in the flesh, the followers that he had and the people that were looking for the Christ, for the one to come that was to fulfill the will of God, to redeem men from the laws and punishments of sin and death. Everyone thought that when Jesus got to town, that that meant he was going to destroy this tyrannical government. It's amazing how this happens. Oh, Lord. And what ended up happening was he destroyed the stronghold, the power source of that tyrannical government. He destroyed the kingdom of darkness, not in form, but in their grasp. He gained territory for the goodness and the majesty of heaven. How'd he do that? He did that by giving us this choice of redemption, this choice of salvation, this choice of being redeemed from the corruption of man, the corruption of darkness, and being translated into the kingdom of light or the kingdom of God. Today, everybody's concerned about what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, Jesus has come. He's not coming back, and there's a lot of people that think that the Christ is coming. He's gonna come again, but it's not for the reason you think. So, how do we assume in this generation what was being dealt with in his generation? How do we source that in? How do we take it, own it, and do what's necessary to ensure that the kingdom of light has greater power flow over the kingdom of darkness? It's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Well, if Jesus came to destroy the power of darkness and its grasp, then maybe we should quit waiting on others and we should ourselves take on the responsibility that Jesus paid for us to take ownership of, which is to walk in goodness and kindness and gentleness and light, and quit letting the corruption of the enemy in his territory where he's taken ownership of another person's life. How about we walk out the kingdom and give something of ourself that we would win over others for light, for justice, for truth, for redemption, instead of being so sour? I understand that we could point out problems in every person we come across, every person that leads, every one of us could find a problem in someone else, because we all got problems. Or we can stop it, because that's boo-boo. It's something that should be flushed down the toilet, and we should remember that Jesus said, if you forgive someone, they are forgiven. That we have the power to live in forgiveness, to live without being offended, live without holding offense, and still live with wisdom and knowledge, knowing what we can apply to a situation, knowing that the outcome may not be perfect, but we have given of ourselves so that the kingdom of God can grow further. And if you don't believe in the kingdom of God, that's okay, because God believes in you. And if he didn't, you'd still exist. So just because you don't believe in this kingdom that overlaps our lives, that overlaps our eternity, doesn't mean this kingdom doesn't exist. If you don't believe in the power of God, that's okay, because he believes you have power. And if he didn't believe in you, you would still exist. And so does he. So I want to pray for people today. I still want to pray for a movement. I want to pray for this Make America Great Again movement. I want to pray for the people that God chose to put in the top of that. I want to thank God for the people that are in our government right now, because they're put there to show us our wickedness, to show us our scheming, to show us our stinking thinking that we have going on in our own lives, and how we're willing to blame others for all of those problems. Yes, our government sucks right now. You know why? Because we suck. And I hate to tell you that. It's not that we're bad people. It's not that they're bad people. They have followed a bad system. And until we step out of our system, we're the same as them. We cannot blame other people for our problems. We must take responsibility for the environment we're in, because no one else will. And we must do our very best to apply light to it, to apply love to it. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would equip us with greater love, with a greater measure of your love. Jesus asked you, Father, that if you would, those that you gave to him, that you would love them like you love him. Father, you love us like you love Jesus. I know you do. So send out a greater measure of love for those that need you, Father. Renew our minds in the power of the Holy Spirit. Renew our hearts. Lord, you said that you would call us your people who are not your people, that you would give us a new mind, a clean heart. Father, I ask you now that you would go and from the powers of heaven, that you would equip this nation, this movement, the world with a new mind and a new heart. That we would be refreshed and renewed. That we would go out with boldness and declare the gospel of peace, the gospel of hope, and the gospel of love. And that we would do so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, I thank you that you're alive today. I thank you that you're still proving to people that you're alive, even though you don't have to. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are walking with us today. That you are making intercession on our behalf today. I thank you that there are people that are hearing me that you've talked to the Father specially about. And right now I give voice to that speech. I give voice to that conversation. Family, you are precious. Your struggles have been seen. Your downcast countenance has been noticed. And I'm sorry that people have hurt you. I'm sorry that life keeps beating you up. I'm sorry that every time you go to do right, it seems like you do something else. But I want to encourage you, because every time you do something right and you do something wrong and you wanted to do something right, it's proof that the law of God is true. That there is a good side to every situation. And it proves that we are wretched and need Jesus Christ. And he is speaking about you and for you to the Father. Would you embrace him as the Son of God? Because if you will do so now, even in this moment, if you've done it before, you will find that he has requested your answer. And that he is speaking about your answer. And he is giving you the comfort, the rest, the peace that you need. And he's taking your burdens and he's giving you a burden that is light. He's taking your attachments and he's giving you attachments that aren't so heavy, because he loves you. And I love you, family. I pray that you'd receive this blessing and be a blessing, because that's what the world needs. You. The world needs you to be a blessing. So be blessed in Jesus' name.